This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian forces fought off continuing Russian efforts to occupy Mariupol and claimed to have retaken a strategic suburb of Kyiv, mounting a defense so dogged that it is stoking fears Russia's Vladimir Putin will escalate the war to new heights. At a news conference, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says Ukrainian forces have increasingly taken the fight to the Russians.
We have seen indications that the Ukrainians are going a bit more on the offense now. They have been defending very smartly, very nimbly, very creatively in places that they believe are the...
And White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says U.S. President Joe Biden has a clear aim when he is visiting European allies.
To reinforce the incredible unity we built with allies and partners in response to Russia's brutal invasion of Ukraine and to
Meanwhile, Russian military forces have destroyed a new laboratory at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant that, among other things, works to improve management of radioactive waste. The Ukrainian state agency responsible for the Chernobyl exclusion zone made the statement on Tuesday. The Russian military seized the decommissioned plant at the beginning of the war. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has now said that Russian forces not only blocked a humanitarian convoy trying to reach besieged Mariupol with desperately needed supplies on Tuesday, but it also took captive some of the rescue workers and the drivers. Again, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan now saying that President Biden has a clear aim in visiting European allies and also may impose new sanctions on Russia while he is there. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The FBI is warning that it has seen increased interest by Russian hackers and energy companies since the start of Russia's war against Ukraine, though it is offering no indication that a specific cyber attack is planned. An FBI advisory obtained by the Associated Press on Tuesday says Russian hackers have scanned at least 5 energy companies for vulnerabilities and at least 18 other companies and sectors, including the defense industrial base and financial services. The advisory does not identify any of the companies. Hillary Clinton has announced that she has COVID-19. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has announced on Twitter that she has COVID-19. In a tweet, Clinton said, "Well, I've tested positive for COVID. I've got some mild cold symptoms, but am feeling fine." The 2016 Democratic presidential nominee added that her husband, former President Bill Clinton, tested negative and is feeling fine. She said Bill Clinton is quarantining until the household is fully in the clear and added that movie recommendations are appreciated.
That's AP correspondent Mike Gracia reporting. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson forcefully defended her record as a federal judge Tuesday, pushing back on Republican assertions that she would be soft on crime and declaring that she would rule as an independent jurist if confirmed as the first black woman on the high court. Testifying before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee, Supreme Court Justice Designate Ketanji Brown Jackson says a federal judge's role is to follow the law.
I am not importing my personal views or policy preferences. The entire exercise is about trying to understand what those who created this policy or this law.
In a marathon hearing lasting more than 13 hours and into the night, Jackson attempted to answer GOP questions and concerns and also highlight the empathetic style that she has frequently described. Several Republicans use their questioning to try to brand Jackson and Democrats as soft on crime, an emerging theme in GOP midterm election campaigns. New Zealand will remove many of its COVID-19 pandemic mandates over the next 2 weeks as the Omicron variant begins to wane. People will no longer need to be vaccinated to visit places like retail stores and restaurants from April 4th. A vaccine mandate will be scrapped for teachers, police officers, and waiters, though it is still required for health care and border workers. And limits on large crowds will be easing as well. New Zealand is still seeing its highest infection rates and hospitalizations of the pandemic, but the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says the limits were used in the past 2 years have saved lives. Recapping our top story, the FBI warning that an increased interest by Russian hackers and energy companies. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.